This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We're into the third full week of January, and by now most of us have already recanted some of those silly resolutions we made in week one. I broke my resolution when that Snickers bar would not leave me alone till I ate it. They can be relentless. I shared earlier about resolving to start a garden journal. I hope you'll do that. There are also a few plant resolutions that I'd like to share with you. Unless you're willing to gamble on a possible losing deal, resolve to buy only woody plants that are hardy in our region. Right plant, right place, the master gardener's mantra. Vow to incorporate as much organic matter into your garden beds as you can. All the little roots will cheer. Resolve to space plants so they get plenty of air. This one's difficult, even for me, as most of us want instant gratification. As a gardener, we really should know better. Air circulation is key in keeping disease down. The only time to pack your plants tight is with annuals when you're filling out a container or space for just the season. Speaking of diseased plants, before spraying any chemical on them, vow to find out what's killing the plant or just toss it. Putting chemicals on plants without knowing what's going on could wind up killing other healthy plants nearby. Along those same lines, buy only healthy plants. Although I may feel sorry for the wilted Wilma, I will not buy her in hopes of nursing her back to health and taking the chance that she'll introduce some insect or disease to the rest of my plants. Maybe you already do these things, or maybe you'll be a bit more diligent this year. I resolve to help you, so feel free to email me with questions. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Oh, and that email, tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.